There we go. 866-391-1020. Rich Fitzgerald, a little later on in the hour, going to talk to him. I saw there was a shooting at that Washington Food Mart, Washington, PA. I just saw the big dog, Ross Godotti, standing out there. Apparently that lady was playing one of those games of skill or games of chance. Somebody walked in. They had a gun. She also was packing. She pulled it out. They were going to rob those games of skill or games of chance and the store. Then gunfire erupted. She ended up getting shot, flown to a Pittsburgh hospital. It's also crazy. Those machines are in too many places. Really, when's the last time somebody shot up the casino? Which is, I know Uncle Sam gets his cut, and I know, but it's regulated. There's security. They just got too many of those machines. I've said that for a long time. It feels seedy and weird and icky that there are those machines everywhere. Those kind of souped up mega touch machines, but they pay out. It's just odd. Anyhow, we got to get to this story. So this was on TikTok, and it was pointed out by a bunch of people. Young lady at this Stiller game yesterday, okay? And her name is Daniela Jurgen. J-E-R-G-A-N. J-U-R-G-A-N. Okay? Young lady. And I will let her tell the tale, it's about 2 minutes long, of what happened to her at the Steeler game.
Hey guys. This is a very honest and vulnerable post, but I went to the Steelers game tonight against the Bills here in Pittsburgh. I sat in section 124, and in the last literal 10 minutes of the game, some Bills fans came by our seat. We were sitting in the center, me and my friend Carly, and they walked past us, and I had so many layers on, and these group of Bills fans walked past us and stole my mom's terrible towel that she gave to me that was embroidered with a special message from her to me because we were such big Steelers fans. And if at all possible, I hope that this reaches those people so that they can return that terrible towel to me because that was very important to me. And I posted it on my Instagram story and tagged Buffalo Bills, but that terrible towel meant so much to me because my mom's not here with us anymore, and that was something that she gave to me because that was our thing with Steelers games. And those fans, I hope you rot in hell, because it's not even like we were annoying. We were literally losing and not being annoying at all, minding our own business. Or for you guys to go past us when there was four people away from you to get to the right side and you walked past us, and I had so many layers on that I couldn't feel you guys snatch from me. F*** you. After the game, me and my friends went to the bar, and I had a full-on panic attack and had to have my boyfriend come and pick me up because that terrible towel meant so much to me. And these boys that stole it were, like, very immature, and I don't think they understand what that means to me. Yes, I know it's, like, sports banter, but that terrible towel meant so much to me. And if you can give it back to me, you should, because that's absolutely ridiculous, and you should have some self-respect.
Okay. So some can dismiss this and say, there's some young lady whining about her terrible towel getting stolen at a game full of 60-some thousand people, yada, 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 buy a different terrible towel. Well, I did some research here, and I actually do know some people who knew her late mother. She lived in Shaler. Her mom did. Okay? Her mom's maiden name was Kubelik, C-U-B-E-L-I-C. And I know some people who know her. She died in February. Her mom did. And there are a lot of pictures of, and her mom's name was Cynthia. Her mom and her, as she was in different states of sort of deteriorating health. And there's even a photo out there of Daniela and Cynthia laying in a bed, and they're holding up this towel, which this young lady said had an inscription, a monogram, a special one, of those two together. And it was a special towel that she took to the game, kind of one passed down. It's ridiculous. It just is. Don't take something that doesn't belong to you. Now, she has put this video out. It got picked up by a bunch of Bills fans. Bills fans who are obnoxious in nature are also this. People that rally for a cause. There have been time and time and time again where they've come together for another team's charity. Okay? Something happened where somebody dropped the ball on the other team that led to the Bills winning a game. They will raise money for that other guy's charity. They do. That Bills Mafia, while they can be tough to take, they generally stand up for the greater good and help people out. And they have now disseminated this in Buffalo. And they have a couple designees that are saying, hey, listen, I'm in Pittsburgh. I'm part of the Bills Mafia. Return this towel. No questions asked. And we'll get it to this young lady. And I surely hope that happens. But it is a lesson in this. Don't touch other people's stuff. Seriously. Because as soon as I put this out, a couple jokers said, if that towel is so special to her, why would she take it to a game? You know why? Because her mom died of cancer in February, and it makes her feel closer to her mom. That's why. And also, don't touch other people's stuff. That's why. So it's none of your business. People shouldn't worry about having other people steal their stuff. And that's what happened here. So I hope these couple goofballs were maybe just drunk and thought it was a prank and thought, we're going to show this young lady who's a Steeler fan that, well, Buffalo not only kicked her backside, but we're going to take her towel, thinking nothing of it. Even though they were still taking other people's stuff. But they didn't understand the close connection and the importance of this towel. And hopefully they do the right thing. Somebody will see it and know that it's not a run-of-the-mill terrible towel. That it had an inscription on it. It had a bit of a different logo on it. And it was something special to her. Certainly the power of social media will help in this case. And that word will get to these jokers who took this, especially considering she points out the exact section she was sitting in and when it happened. These guys will know, if they don't already, that they took a towel that wasn't just some dish rag that somebody bought down the strip or outside from a vendor, and it didn't mean anything other than going to that game. It meant a lot to her. So, if you hear me, and I don't know if you will, or if you just so happen to get her message, do the right thing. Return this young lady's towel. That was fascinating to me. That lady, Denise Pellegrini, had the most AI voice ever. But she was real. Or at least, she says she was. Denise Pellegrini. Huh. Oh, Public Works from the city of Pittsburgh has now put out a tweet, okay? And by the way, as Ed Gainey is ending his tenure, you can forget about getting any results from people like this as he now kind of drifts into the home stretch. If your street ain't plowed, it ain't getting plowed. I'm just letting you know. The Gainey tenure ended the day Corey O'Connor got elected. And we're just waiting on the changeover. But anyway, back to the tweet. City of Pittsburgh, Department of Public Works is expecting between 3 and 5 inches of snow between tonight and tomorrow morning. Here's what you can do. 1, park off street if possible. 2, stay home while it snows. Okay. 3, set your trash out like normal. 4, give out crews time and space. Supposed to be our cruise, time and space. But we'll let a typo go, considering Big Ed's tenure is coming to a close. One typo actually is ahead of the game. But anyhow, so those 4 things is what the city wants you to do. They want you to set out your trash like normal. That's interesting. Stay home while it snows. What if you got to be somewhere? So anyhow, the city chiming in on what's going on. I miss the days, and I'm sure many old-timers do. I'm now like an old-timer, of Dick Scringer standing out by a salt pile and inviting media into said salt pile and showing them everything that's going on or about to go down, having an orange hat. Oh, you know, now'd be a good time to tell this story. The late Dick Scringer, RIP, one of the finest guys to ever walk this earth. He's just such a nice man. So I was talking on my show one time. I was working on a fan, and we were talking about the snow, okay? And we were talking about some different implements that PennDOT had bought, diggers and plows and different things. And this had to be, 10 years ago, at least. So I'm talking, and it was either morning or nighttime, whenever I was working at the time. So I explained, I said, you know, my son was the one, he ran up to the TV and was pointing. He was real little at this time. So he was like two or three probably. And he's pointing at the TV. And he was like, that one. And then I had to buy this for him. He needed to have that Caterpillar or whatever the kind of construction vehicle was. He loved it. So I told the story on the air how PennDOT inadvertently made me buy some sort of toy for Christmas because my son loved it. He loves construction vehicles. All kids that are like two or three do, pretty much. So I just mentioned that. Like 3 days later, at my home address, I got this big package from PennDOT. And I'm like, what the hell is this? PennDOT. I'm sure I paid my tolls. I was like afraid to open it. I open it up. It's an orange hard hat from PennDOT, an orange vest that like people wear on the side of the road, and a big handwritten note from Dick Scringer that says, I'm so happy your son's into construction. When he plays with those implements, those construction toys, make sure he's official and he wears this. Because in order to be official, you got to put this on. Signed, Dick Scringer. So he took the time to get that stuff, send it to me, look up my home address. I'll never forget that. He was such a kind, wonderful, great man. And on days like this, when it's going to snow tomorrow, I miss him. I just do. What a guy. Rich Fitzgerald coming up in just a couple minutes. Snow is on the way. I'm sure people will be going crazy. Let me welcome in right now, as we do every week at about this time, Southwestern PA Commission Executive Director Rich Fitzgerald. Hi, Rich. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. Good to be with you, Colin. Yes, the beautiful weather outside right now is going to change overnight. And as Pittsburghers, of course, we're great at dealing with that, right?
We are. You know, I just did a segment on this. Give a listen. Every time that this is about to happen, I think of our dearly departed friend Dick Scringer, who mastered the outside the salt pile shot and was honestly a literal public servant. The way he dealt with people, the way he got the message out, and honestly, no one's ever done it better, Rich, ever.
I agree, and I miss Dick as well. I became good friends with him during my time, and he, you know, back in his PennDOT days, and then he was helping seniors, and he's one of those guys that really understood what was important, get the message out, get the word out. And, you know, we had this beautiful warm weather up until like last Wednesday afternoon, and then boom, by the evening, it went into the 30s. It's been there ever since, and now, you know, obviously we're going to get caught. And the other thing I will tell you is the men, mostly men, but men and women who were going to be driving those trucks tonight, this is their big game. They literally live for this. I'm telling you, they're getting excited right now. They got the trucks ready, all the, you know, the fuel, the salt. And when it hits tonight, they're going to be ready to go.
Yeah. And back to your county days, was it one of those things where did people have to like ration the salt and stuff when it started, or did you kind of conquer that when it came to it? How did that all work?
You made sure way back, earlier than this, that you would have enough order, that you would fill up all the salt domes, all the things that we had. Invariably, what would happen, though, is we have 130 municipalities. Some borough manager or somebody would forget, or they would order, and they would get a call, and the county manager would say, hey, so-and-so, and I'm not going to embarrass any municipality, but they'd call and say, hey, can we get a couple tons? We forgot to place our order, and now we're short. So we would help out other municipalities in that instance.
Rich Fitzgerald joining right now, Executive Director, Southwestern PA Commission. Something else I wanted to shift into, and it's why a lot of people are off work today, is deer hunting season. Now, young lady I went to high school with, Mandy Steele, she made weekend hunting happen. Whether you agree or disagree with her politics, she 100% made this happen. Before you got into stretching out into the other counties, were you aware of how strong and how heavy this hunting lobby is, Rich?
Oh, absolutely. This Monday was always a holiday, quote unquote, for many workers. School districts would call off, and including the city schools. The Pittsburgh City Schools would be off. And you're right, Representative Steele, she drove this and got weekend hunting in place so that obviously Saturday, she's got Sunday hunting in there. And it's really expanded it. But yes, I mean, this is a true Western Pennsylvania, tradition that family members would go out. And it was a big part of the tradition.
Well, and that's another thing, though, too. And now kind of stretching your legs out and getting into those other counties that aren't just Allegheny. The money that can be made in the business that it is, whether it's processing and just a bunch of other things. I'm sure that's opened your eyes some too at the, like I said, the business that hunting is.
Absolutely. It's a huge business. It's a huge economic driver. And yes, there are, family sustaining jobs in this industry that can be, we talk about recreation and visit Pittsburgh and the convention and tourism business, but this is an area too where many Pittsburghers who literally moved away years ago for jobs, for opportunities that weren't here, they like to come back this weekend, obviously visit family Thanksgiving, and they extend it on a few more days into hunting season. I have a son-in-law that fits that very role, and he already bagged his buck for the season.
Rich Fitzgerald joining now. I know there are still meetings. I know that people are still sort of shaken down maybe what happened over the past 72 hours or so. What are the early returns from the holiday week at the airport? Certainly there are going to be a glitch here and there, but it seems like there was no gigantic story where there was a glitch.
We've been getting good reports. It's that people are getting used to it. For many people, this will be their first experience, whether they're coming to visit family. Obviously, you had a big Steeler weekend, and anytime you have a big Steeler weekend, there are a lot of Pittsburghers who return, to come to the, either if not go to the game, but at least watch the game with their friends at a bar or at somebody's house. So far, things have gone pretty smoothly for the first big travel weekend.
Is it that much of a change for the people who work for the airlines or the people that work on the planes themselves? It seems like it's just kind of an infrastructure change in terms of schedule, in terms of the flights and all that. It's kind of business as usual for them.
For them, it is. You're right. Although this weekend there were a lot of cancellations because some of the storms, particularly in the Midwest, Chicago area, that really Pittsburgh got affected by, not because we had the weather issues, but because the flights that were connecting, that were going to those other cities. But this is more of the travelers who will be, figuring out which gate to go, where to go through, where to park, all those type of things, where to get your luggage, ticketing. That's going to be new for people for the first time. But for the workers at the airlines, it really is business as usual.
Last thing for you, Steelers, not playing all that well. And there is an economical impact, right? And it was the same thing with the Penguins. People need to, especially in tourism industry, hotels, all of that. And I know you had a quantification of it, a home playoff game, which isn't going to happen. That's where a lot of bread is buttered, Rich.
There is no question. When there would be a home playoff game, and you're right, when you had the NHL, particularly in 16 and 17, when they made it through all four rounds and won the cup, there's so much economic impact that occurs when that occurs. When the Steelers were making the playoffs on a regular basis and maybe having two or three home games, you're right. You'd not only fill up the hotels, but you'd have the national media. you know, coverage and all the things that are there. So yes, there's a huge, huge economic impact that occurs when our sports teams make it into the playoffs.
What's on your docket? Anything exciting this week, Rich?
Well, it starts to slow down a little bit. You'll have a lot of year-end holiday gatherings, holiday parties, whether it be businesses or organizations. Most of the counties are passing their budgets in the next couple of weeks. Allegheny County, I believe, is tomorrow night. Looks like county executives got a good budget moving forward without a tax increase and, you know, investing in the parks and things like that. So from the county standpoint, county commissioners of the various counties pretty much getting their budget set for next year. And then you roll into 2026.
Tough life, this holiday party circuit, Rich.
Well, somebody has to do it. Somebody has to put the effort in. And a lot of organizations love to do that kind of stuff. And I'm sure you folks in the media get to do the same thing. I imagine there'll be a party or two within some of the sponsors and some of the station people in at KDK.
I've never had a free beer in my life, and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, that's that. Rich, great stuff. We'll talk again next week. It's the holiday season. I'm excited for it, and have a wonderful time. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Drive slow, everybody, tomorrow. Thanks, Colin. Take care.
My man, Rich Fitzgerald. Fantastic stuff. He's right. Drive slow and everybody will be okay. The roads will get taken care of. That was interesting where he said how proactively they took care of all the salt and figured it out, but then there were some municipalities that would run out. Your guess is at 866-391-1020, which Allegheny County municipalities. I absolutely have a strong guess, but I'm going to keep it to myself so as not to offend people. But I absolutely have a strong guess. I think it's a leader in the clubhouse, which Allegheny County municipality wouldn't order enough. Go to you, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. That's the number here. Top of the hour, I do want to get back into your zest or lack thereof for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, I mean that. If you're rearranging your schedule anymore, if you're making sure you're home, if you carve out your Sunday to watch, because I'm at a place I never thought I would be. I mean, I'm at a place I never thought I would be. Maybe it's just naturally getting older, or having a family, all of that, but I don't know. I don't know. It seems to be something much more than that. First, I want to play this for you. And I don't tell people what to do. I'm just going to tell you what I do. And I pay attention to people's reactions to this.
The backpack that he had on him when he was found in that McDonald's in Pennsylvania, guess what was inside? A notebook where he was writing about how his animosity towards the healthcare and the insurance industry. Also, there was that ghost gun in that backpack. Also, his lawyers are saying that police immediately started questioning him, didn't read him his Miranda rights right away. So they're saying anything he said in those first 20 minutes, and they're basing that on the body cam video, that you don't hear them reading those Miranda rights. None of that should be admissible.
Okay. Pretrial hearings are taking place today for Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. In New York City, right there by the Midtown Hilton, which is, a busy intersection. You did it in the very early morning. There's actually a kebab cart right by there that is fantastic. I'm not kidding. I've had it many a times. Anyhow, all that being said, you know what I pay special attention to? How people react to this case. Anybody who, and I've already paid special attention to how people react to this case. Anybody who is pro Mangione, although he's still alleged to have done it, tells me all I need to know about them. Is healthcare screwed up in this country? Yes. Does it cost too much? Yes. Was Brian Thompson the greatest guy in the world? Probably not. Was he capitalizing on sick people? Sure, probably. People who rally behind a cold-blooded killer tells me all I need to know about them. This is one of those non-starter conversations. I don't need nuances. I don't need you to explain yourself. I don't need you to justify. If you stand at all with Luigi Mangione, even in the least, you tell me all I need to know about you. There's zero nuance to this. You can't go around killing people. And the crazy part, there's a lot of people that stand behind this guy. What a weird society. Top of the hour. I want to get into some Steeler talk because I think it's more of a, well, how we feel locally as people, not necessarily just as sports fans talk. We'll dive into that coming up in just a little bit.